listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, Gene Johnson. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Dance Moms After Show.
Whoa, that was some heavy, heavy choreography there.
Hardcore dancing.
Yes. Hello, everyone. We are back for another reclap of America's favorite dance show, Dance Moms. I am your host, Candace Camacho. And as you can see from our panel, it's a little bit empty today. We are missing our beloved Lounging with Tony and Francisco Thurston. But the good news is that we have a brand new co-host joining our panel, and I will let her introduce herself.
Hey guys, I'm Lexi Hamasfar. I'm so excited to be here today.
All right. Welcome, Lexi.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good to have you. So it is the girls holding it down, holding this recap down tonight.
We got Girl power.
Yeah, we got to hold down the fort. In the engineering, we've got Nick holding it down for us. Woohoo! Go, Nick. I saw some hair choreo from him too, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of energy going on tonight.
Yeah. Well, keep up that energy. We are here for episode 22, Kiss or Get Off the Pot. What did you think of that title?
I thought it was kind of appropriate considering Maddie had her first kiss, you know, and she pretty much ran away from it.
She did. Well, that was going to be her very first kiss, which is a lot of pressure. Her first duet with the boy and a first kiss.
Big day for her, big week for her.
That was a lot going on, and we are traveling to Cleveland, Ohio. Again.
Yes.
We are going back to Intensity. So we are going to visit those candy apples again.
We love our candy apples.
We love our candy apples. And this time, Abby is meaning war, and she wants to turn those candy apples into applesauce, she said. So the episode opens, and of course, we're going to do the pyramid, and we've got the girls walking on. And something that I thought was interesting was that there was no select ensemble.
I know. She sent them home for the week. That was kind of interesting. But she left Sarah.
Yes, she did. I was, like, kind of led to believe that the select ensemble was going to be there every episode.
I know. I was, too. But it was kind of nice not seeing them there, honestly.
It was. And they did leave Sarah because she takes class there at the ALDC 3 to 4 days a week. So it did make sense for them to keep her around, even though that meant keeping her mom around, too.
Which is a nightmare to deal with. But, you know, she creates the drama. So,
yeah.
Interesting for us.
It kept it interesting. So as the girls are walking out, we have this big idea of that they're doing the walk of shame. Abby's really, really disappointed in the way that they acted for their last, you know, they lost the last competition. And she's really upset with their, you know, quote-unquote behavior. And she says that, you know, this was a big idea throughout the episode that they're sore losers. What did you think of that?
You know, I don't really blame her. They were kind of set up for failure. If you look at the costumes from last episode between the select team and the junior elite, I mean, there was just no comparison,
you know?
And so I don't really blame the girls. They're young. They don't know any better. And they look up to Abby as a mentor and...
Yeah, I personally don't think that they were sore losers. I think that they were just disappointed. I mean, you know, after all, they are little human beings and they are, you know, they're not robots after all. So I don't think that they were sore losers at all. I think that anybody would be disappointed. I would actually like to hear what the viewers think. Are the girls sore losers? Post it in the comments below. We always value your opinion. As you can see, we don't think that they were, because they were set up for failure with the, as Dance Mom Holly said, the $10 pajamas for the last competition.
Right.
So let's talk about the pyramid. At the bottom, we have Chloe. And I guess she's at the bottom because she had to, she was in the turn trio. And the poor thing had that awful prop of the Ouija board.
That was so bizarre. Why would you use a Ouija board for a dance performance?
I don't know. And the poor thing gets handed, like, interesting props like ballet shoes. And the turns were a little bit off, but that would be a little bit difficult to be turning, you know, with that Ouija board, which was a really, kind of interesting routine. To be dealing with the Ouija board, but that's why she's on that point of the pyramid. Now we have Miss Maddie, which is, like, it's just so weird seeing her at the bottom.
I know, you're not used to it, but I feel like at the same time, she's kind of just like, I'm still awesome.
Yeah.
You know, so.
She's just like.
She's not phased.
Brush it off my shoulders. Throw it off the shoulder. Yeah, and I guess she's at the bottom because she showed her emotional side. And Abby goes on to say, never let them see you sweat.
I just don't understand. It's like she doesn't ever expect these kids to cry. I mean, obviously, they put so much effort and heart into it. They're going to show emotion if they lose.
Yeah.
So,
and I don't really think they show that much emotion.
No, they don't.
I think they're just, you know, you see the eyes, like, get a little bit bigger, but that's about it. Me, I'd be like, what?
I know. I would get so mad. I feel like my mom would have gotten even madder than those parents did, so.
Yeah. Well, like you said, they're probably used to it.
Yeah.
Then we have Kendall. She was part of that turn trio. And then we have Miss Nia, who is usually at the bottom of the pyramid, but I feel like she's really shining lately.
Yeah.
In the group number, my eye has really been going to Nia. But Miss Abby goes on to say, if it's not natural ability, then you have to work harder.
Well, of course, that comes with anything. I feel like dance, you have to work anyways, but.
So, yeah, a lot harder. But, of course, she always has something negative to say. She can't.
She does.
Yeah.
Never a positive thing.
Never. Anyway. Then we have Miss Maxie.
Yes.
And then at the top of the pyramid, we have a surprise. Were you surprised?
I was surprised, and I don't think it was, like, I don't think it was an accurate top of the pyramid for that show.
I don't either. We have Sarah H. at the top of the pyramid, which I thought Dance Mom Holly, she got on camera and was like, what? Just because you lead the group number doesn't automatically catapult you to the top of the pyramid.
Right.
So what did you think?
I mean, I get that she wanted to put her there, and I feel like she was just trying to make the entire group mad by bringing Sarah on and then putting her on top. And I feel like ultimately, at the end of the day, Abby is just trying to push the group to get better, mm-hmm. and she feels like by putting them all equally on the bottom of the pyramid, that might do it. But I don't think Sarah is the right choice for that.
Right. I don't either, but we will see how it unfolds. So these ALDC girls are going to be doing a group dance called Broken Dolls, because Abby thinks that they are her dolls, America's sweethearts, and she says that they're broken. Are they broken?
No, they're just down in the dumps. They lost to a new team that they think, in their minds, Abby is favoring at this point. So, of course, they're a little heartbroken and sad.
Yeah. She always just kind of likes to, you know, stir the pot and, you know, make, you know, knife to the heart type thing. But
rare positivity.
Yeah, rare positivity. But it's interesting. It's contemporary ballet, which is, it's been a while since they've done a number like that. So I was pretty excited to see something unique.
Yeah, and you know what? I really liked how it came together. I thought it was an awesome performance in general, so.
Yeah, I did too. Then we have, we have a duet.
Yes. With Candy Apples?
Well, we have two duets. We have the duet with the candy apples, yes. And then we have Maddie's first kiss with Gavin. So I thought the kiss, I mean, it's like, it's not harmful. It's kind of a way to open her up, a new challenge. This was her first duet, I believe.
Yes, it was her first.
Yeah, especially with the guy, a little boy, Gavin, I don't know, a little boy.
Gino, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. So, I mean, I thought it was okay for her to, you know, challenge her like that. Or do you think she's too young for the first kiss? Or
I don't think she's too young for the first kiss, but I think it was kind of inappropriate for Abby to have, like, forced the first kiss on her. Because that's a special thing.
Right.
I wouldn't want it in front of, you know, five parents and TV cameras.
National television.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I really agree with you on that. And she was like, you know, they got her on camera saying, I shouldn't be having my first kiss like this.
Yeah, I don't know. I felt for her with that.
I did, too. And we have Candy Apples doing their number called Conspiracy.
Which was phenomenal.
And I think the title Conspiracy is appropriate because Miss Kathy is always, you know, a conspirator.
I just think it's funny that both of the dances that Miss Kathy did were out to get Abby, like kind of subconsciously. You know, she addressed it in both of them. She was like, this one, the duet is for Abby, and then Stars Align is because the stars are aligning and we're finally going to be Abby. And it was just like,
right.
Take a break. Take a step back.
Kathy, take it down a couple notches.
Exactly.
And have a glass
of wine.
Yeah. We're on the same wavelength. Just,
yeah.
Yeah. Maybe go on a date or something. I don't know.
Like, let loose a little bit. I mean, even right before the competition, she would be like, you guys cannot mess up. This needs to be a perfect score.
Yeah.
So much pressure to go into.
Yeah. Yeah. She showed her little kind of witchy colors this time around with a few things that she said.
She was out for vengeance, for sure.
Yes. And then they also have, as you said, their duet with Alyssa and Evan, Stars Align.
Yes.
Which we'll talk about a little bit later. And then we have the girls the moms going up to the room with their overview room. And the topic comes up again of the girls being sore losers, and the moms go on to say, you know, all the girls were really upset, disappointed. They didn't want to disappoint Miss Abby. And then we've got Christy coming into the mix and trying to throw the other moms under the bus. What did you think about that whole situation?
That girl that mom is just, in my opinion, she's just out of her mind.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen crazy cheerleading moms, you know, there's crazy dance moms, all the sorts, but she just takes it to a whole different level. And, you know, I have to wonder how long Abby is going to be able to tolerate it.
Right, but I can't even believe Abby's tolerated it this long.
I mean,
with that brawl the last episode, and I mean, it's just, I mean, she's toned down a little bit, a tiny bit this episode.
A tiny bit. I feel like it's more when she goes to the interview and she's like speaking directly to the camera that her craziness comes out a little bit more.
Yes. Yeah, she definitely comes out a little bit more when she's speaking to the camera. What did you think about what she said about Gavin's father?
I thought it was really ironic when, you know, he was talking about him joining the team and she was just like, oh, well, he's in it all for himself. And it's kind of just like, really, Christy?
Aren't you? You're in it, Christy,
right,
for yourself.
All for yourself.
Right.
So that was just, I mean, I just wish she could, like, hear herself and go back.
Right. And just kind of sit in her own shoes and, like, watch that episode. I thought that was really kind of interesting phenomenon with the dance dad.
Yeah.
You know, and the mix of the group and how he thinks that his son is going to have a spot on the team. And she's like, that is Sarah's spot.
It's just interesting that they both assume that they're going to get added to the team. I mean, regardless that there's even a spot open, because that's not been discussed.
Right.
It's just like they're guests on the team. And Gino wasn't even a guest on, like, the group performance. He was a duet.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So that is interesting, but it kind of just adds to the drama that Christy brings. And I think that Abby's liking it, actually.
Probably. It's a little spicy, but.
I want to back up a little bit. What do you think about the topic of we have the topic of Abby poaching Gino from the candy apples?
I don't think it's that big of a deal. Dancers switch companies all the time. I mean, if you want to go to Abby Lee, who is presumably one of the best companies in the country, mm-hmm. then so be it. But I don't think that that's, you know, this needs to be this huge dramatic thing that it
that they made become, it out.
Yeah.
They made it out to be.
Yeah. So yeah. But I don't see a problem with it. If you, you know, if you're going to try to be the best in the country, you might as well go to the best studios in the country.
That, yeah, that's right. I just thought it was interesting that Christy says, you know, Abby poaches him from mm-hmm. the candy apples. And then later on, Kathy is like, well, if you want my sloppy seconds, like that was straight up
right.
awful.
Yeah. I mean, Kathy is just so catty. I mean, it's like, I feel like she's in middle school
I
arguing with these girls.
I do too. Who is worse, Kathy or Abby?
I kind of think Kathy is, because at least Abby keeps it within her own company,
yeah.
sort of.
She sort of keeps a little bit more composure than Kathy.
I feel like, I feel like she just presents the company better than Kathy presents her company, because she's just trying to slam and destroy Abby's
right bowl in a
win
China
records.
Shop.
Yeah.
Yeah. She doesn't really care about anything, including
right.
her own team, just basically whoever wins, I would assume.
Exactly.
So we go to the competition, and it turns out that the candy apples got a surprise choreographer, Abby's old friend John.
They did, and Abby was not happy about that.
Abby, when she saw him, she was ready to absolutely explode.
It was like the claws came out.
Yeah.
I mean, she was...
Elongated claws, like...
Like the Wolverine claws.
Yeah. That's a great way to put it. I mean, I have never seen... I've seen that woman mad, but she was livid.
Yeah. That's an understatement.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was like even more pressure was put on those girls at that point, because they knew that Abby was, like, expecting them to win.
Right. It was even, like, more pressure. But
and more personal.
Mm-hmm.
For Abby, at least.
Definitely. Definitely. That's a really good point. More personal. But it did say Abby's old friend, John, right? I mean, I guess he's game just like anyone would be, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
And he did put together a heck of a routine. So
he did. Those were great routines. Both of them were.
Yeah, they definitely were. So we start with Alyssa and Evan with the Stars Align duet. And what did you think of that?
I thought it was phenomenal. I mean, it was a great performance. It was beautiful choreography. The costumes were gorgeous. I thought they had really good chemistry compared to Maddie and Gino. So I think it was a well-deserved win on.
Yeah.
To me.
I did too. I wrote down like perfection, stunning. I love those costumes, the tan, and then he had matching tan and white.
Mm-hmm.
And that really like shows off the feet and the lines for me. Gorgeous, gorgeous extensions, like just effortless, like flow through the routine. You can tell. Now the advantage that they had against Maddie was that they've performed together a lot. Like, they're like a duo team.
Right.
So.
And they're used to each other, and they've already got their chemistry, and they're comfortable and stuff.
Right, exactly. So that just makes it all the more challenging for Maddie. But as we know, she's the superstar and can always rise to the occasion. Which brings us to Gino and Maddie with That Girl Has to Be Kissed.
Yeah, I gotta say, you know, it wasn't one of their best performances, and I don't think Gino is that good.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that was a good performance. I don't think they connected that well.
I don't either. I thought Maddie did a great job, as she always does,
yes.
But I didn't feel like, I just didn't see her fighting for it as much as I've seen her in the past.
I did think Abby pointed out her facial expressions and that she did a really good job with them. And I have to agree. I think that
she was very theatrical and, you know, doing the puckered kisses and all that stuff. So I think she did a good job with that, but that one kiss was just really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And fast.
Yeah, she was like, she kissed and then she was like, you know, she wanted to do her Maddie face, but
couldn't.
You know, yeah, but she couldn't, bless her heart. I wasn't a huge fan of that choreography. I didn't feel like it really showed. For Maddie, I just felt like it was just like a little bit cutesy, you know?
Right.
A little bit kind of hokey for her. I'm not a huge fan of like black shoes.
I'm not either. I don't like it.
Yeah. I don't care like how beautiful of feet you have, you know, like you just the black shoes, like it's hard to make them look good.
They just stick out like a sore thumb. I don't understand why dancers use them.
I know. I don't either. But anyway, they did. And it wasn't their best performance.
No.
So we'll end with Maddie rose to the occasion, but Gino didn't.
Not at all.
Poor guy. Poor little guy.
He was just nervous.
He was. And next we have the Broken Dolls.
Yes. I love that performance. I love the costumes. I thought the makeup was awesome. I mean, I thought, minus Chloe's fall, which was a mistake, but even so, I think the fact that she won, or that they won with the fall is a testament to how good the performance was.
It was. I thought it was really, like, throughout the show, the moms kind of aren't having as much confidence in the girls. Yeah. As they usually do. You've got, I wrote down, I was like, what is up with Jill? pointing out that they shouldn't be doing ballet. Of course they should. Ballet is the foundation of all dance.
Well, I think she was just saying that they don't usually do ballet. So to do ballet and go up against Kathy was like a poor decision.
Right.
But
it was contemporary ballet. But I always feel like the moms, they don't have as much confidence in their kids as they should. I mean, their kids are the best.
And going off of that, I feel like last episode and this whole Broken Doll theory that Abby has about that team is in part because the parents don't really have that much confidence in their kids anymore.
Yeah, they don't because, you know, they've lost two times now to the select ensemble, and then so it's the moms now that need more of the confidence boost, not
the kids.
Not the kids, right. I absolutely loved – there's so much writing on Broken Dolls. I absolutely loved it. Everything from the makeup.
It was awesome.
Yeah. It was a completely different setup than the last performance with the pajamas.
Which was awful.
Right. So we're like a million steps ahead now.
Yes.
And it was gorgeous. I love the idea of contemporary ballet and going from, like, the pointed toe to the flexed foot. And I just saw so much emotion and fight in it. And, man, Chloe took the biggest fall. But I was so impressed with her. She got right up, didn't miss a beat. And, like, I saw this, like, inner fire in her. And she just fought for it even more.
I honestly feel like Chloe is the most mature out of all of them. Because she knows how to, like, set it aside and, like what you're saying, and just get back into the game and do what she needs to do to get it done.
Yeah. And that takes a very mature person, dancer, performer, to, like, get up and do that.
Right.
You know, and go for it. And I just saw her pushing hard. I'm so proud of that girl. She's like an incredible. And I feel like we've kind of watched her grow up through this show. And so it was really, really nice to see. And then, of course, we have her mom running to her side, you know, right away. And I thought that was a really nice, consoling scene.
Yeah, because she could have just stayed in the audience and been like, oh, well, they're going to lose again. Like,
yeah.
You know, throwing a pity party. But that was nice that she went and supported Chloe.
Yeah. And it was really great to see her just, you know, don't tear up. You didn't miss a beat. You got right back up there. And I really loved that. But I loved that choreography and just the idea of it and the costume and everything.
And you could see that the girls, like, left everything on the dance floor when they went out there. They put their all into that performance, and
they
paid off.
Yeah, it was incredible. Loved it. Now we go into Abby talks about how the odds are stacked against them. So she doesn't think that they have it in them to win.
Yeah. I think it's really sad to me that Abby like openly says that in front of the girls.
Right.
That she doesn't have the confidence in them.
I know. She always does that though.
I know.
Yeah. What did you think of the Candiopolis performance group dance?
I thought it was really good, but it was just kind of the same thing. Broken Dolls was so unique, mm-hmm. and the costumes were so unique, just the entire thing was. And so I think that when you compare it to the Abby Lee performance, you can't compare it.
Right. Yeah, you can't compare it. The costume-wise, you couldn't compare. But they just didn't have that, the consistency.
Or the energy.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't have the energy, the fight.
But I thought it was nice seeing some guys in the performance.
Yeah.
So I like that addition. And those guys were really good dancers.
They were. They were really, really good dancers. I kind of thought, do you think that it's kind of a nice mix to have the guys and the girls dancing together? Or do you prefer?
I think it's nice. I think, it adds diversity. Mm-hmm. And you get more strength with the guys. You can do lifts and, different moves in the performance. So I think it's a nice thing to have the guys in it. And it's a change. You don't ever see guys, except Gino, perform with Abby Lee. And so.
Right. Except Gino.
Yeah. Bless his heart.
Bless his heart. Which takes us to the awards. Mm-hmm. Okay. Maddie and Gino, the star child of ALDC, their duet actually gets second.
But it was deserved. I mean, when you compare it to the Candy Apple duet, it just...
Yeah.
It was night and day.
It really was. And Maddie, she, bless her heart, she didn't bring it.
No, and Gino, definitely didn't bring it, so.
Right. A little awkward there, huh?
Yeah. So, I think it was deserved, the placement that happened.
Right, definitely. And which, of course, Alyssa and Evan from the Candy Apples. A huge, huge win for Miss Kathy. Took first place, and she even goes on to say, "We won over Abby's golden child, Maddie." And it's just like, I kind of like this little stick in the show. It was kind of a cool kind of twist for me. What did you think?
Yeah, I mean, you can just see that Kathy's priorities are so out of line. to me, they are. But I think it was well deserved.
Yeah, me too. And so we go on with the group dance, and we have the Candy Apples. Got second with Conspiracy, which I wasn't surprised. Didn't feel like that could compare to the Broken Dolls, even with the fall.
Right.
And I was just really, really happy to see the girls win this time. And they were, well-deserved and so happy. And I was just really excited to see that they won.
Yeah, and it brought their self-esteem back up and – especially the parents' self-esteem back up.
Yeah. So. Especially the parents, Jill. Why are they even doing ballet? Because they can win.
Yeah, clearly they can. I mean, it was a great performance. So, and I just thought the chair thing on the Conspiracy performance was weird. I don't understand why there's a chair in there. I'm sorry.
And, I didn't get the button coats.
No, with the maxi skirt for the girls. That was just...
It was odd.
Yeah.
Yeah. And their little hip-hop section was a little bit off.
It was just a weird performance. It felt like it was forced, and she was just trying to showcase
their
talents.
Shove all these.
Throw everything together, yeah.
Yeah, and try to come out on top. So it was an interesting twist. Maddie's duet got second, but the ALDC got first, so I was really happy with that. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of are backstage, and Kathy says, She's like, I can't believe we lost to that stupid number. She calls Broken Doll stupid.
I know. But I've got to say, I thought Christy's comeback to Kathy when she approached her mm-hmm. in the hallway after about skipping lunch.
Oh, right.
Kathy comes up to her, you know, and is like, I'm going to go grab lunch. And Christy's like, well, maybe you should skip it.
Right.
I thought that was awesome.
Well, that happens after Abby sends Gino home.
Oh, yeah.
So what do we think about that? I mean, he worked hard. I felt like she could at least wait till they got on the bus and got back home. But she says it in front of everybody that you are a guest, you lost, get out.
I'd rather see him stay than Sarah and Christy stay.
I know, but they don't have quite the drama meter that Christy does.
No, but Gina's dad was flirting with Abby.
He was. Oh, my gosh.
That shamelessly was just, flirting.
Yeah. And then one of the dance moms says, oh, Maddie has her first kiss and so does Abby.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
Pretty appropriate.
Yeah. So poor Gino and his dad, they have to pack up their things mm-hmm. and leave. I thought that was very uncalled for. Very,
it was.
Very Abby-like.
It was. To kick them out yeah. immediately.
Right, immediately.
Yeah.
Like, don't even, like, wipe your sweat off. Just get out
pack everything up.
Yeah. I thought that was awful. And then we have Kathy, who is all of a sudden concerned about Gino when earlier in the episode she was calling him her sloppy seconds because he's not on her team anymore, which I was like, okay, I'm not even buying that. But what did you think about her approach to the dance moms saying, even though I hate you and I can't stand you, what happened to Gino?
It's kind of like when you're dating someone or you like someone and then someone else likes them and you're like, oh, I really like them.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like that's how she was with Gino. Like, she didn't want him at first, but then when someone else wanted him, her emotions and like feelings changed.
She changed her mind. She was like, well, I don't have him, like, but I don't want you to have him.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, no one can have him if
I'm not going to have him.
Yes.
I kicked him out, but you still can't have him.
But I agree. It was definitely flip-flopping from what she had said earlier in the show, for sure.
It was, but very, very, very fake.
Yes.
And then Kathy proceeds to leave, and she says, what we were just talking about, I'm going to go get some lunch.
Yes, and Christy's like, maybe you should skip it.
Okay, I'm sorry, but that Christy is, like, getting almost as bad as Christy.
But her comebacks are just so great. I love them.
Right.
I feel like they're so funny. But then Kathy made that stupid 40-pound cow or whatever.
$40
cow.
Now, pig. Lexi, do you know what a $40 cow is?
No.
I don't know either.
I have no idea.
Viewers, do you know what a $40 cow is?
Please enlighten us. That would be great.
Yeah. Please leave it in the comments below what you thought of that little cat fight with Kathy and the dance moms. I always thought cows were pretty expensive.
I know. I feel like it was just a poorly thought out comeback.
Yeah.
And she just couldn't think of anything that would make sense.
Yeah. It's really, like, so interesting and very – it's just, like, say whatever. Like, you know, the first thing you do is comment on a woman's body to make her feel bad, you know.
Yeah.
You know, you're having a bad hair day. You're overweight. It's just, like, I don't know who's getting worse, you know. So much drama. Abby, Kathy, Christy, Christy. I mean, it's crazy.
It's getting a little out of control.
It is.
That's what keeps it great. That's what keeps us coming back every week.
It does, actually. I was like a little bit less drama this time.
Yeah.
At least no cat fights and no pulling of the hair.
I was kind of hoping for another fight, though. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, I did. It was like a little bit much, but in the end, I'm really happy that they won, and I was happy to see the select ensemble go, and the girls steal the show this episode.
Yes.
Okay, so anything else before we get to news and gossip?
I don't think so. I mean, no.
Okay. Well, we've got Miss Lexi on the gossip forum.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Yeah, so I was looking on Instagram, and first off, Abby Lee is going to be in San Diego on Friday, so you can go check her out there. There's also going to be an LA booty camp on August 11th and 12th that you can still sign up for. I saw there's still some tickets available.
What's a booty camp?
That's a great question. I'm assuming it's a dancer's camp.
It must be a dancer's camp to work your booty off for. Yeah. Abby Lee.
That makes sense. I like that. Yeah. That's a good explanation. The girls have been in Australia since they're not filming right now. All of them except for Chloe. So they've been enjoying that, and I believe they're headed back. Chloe, though, has been in London, and now she's in Paris. And I actually read on a gossip forum, so you guys will have to let me know what you think about this, that she is dancing for another studio now, and that she's still under contract for Dance Moms, but she's not under contract with Abby Lee anymore. So I guess that will unfold in next season, if that's actually true.
Yeah. But go Chloe.
Yeah. Finally breaking away from Abby.
Yeah. Team Chloe. That girl is so smart.
She is. Yeah. I think she's going to go places.
Oh, she's already going places, but she plays it so well.
Mm-hmm.
And even though we think she gets her feelings hurt, I think she's actually like so much stronger than that. She's like,
yeah,
I'll dance for them. I'll take that paycheck, and then I'm going to go over here, and I'm going to double dip.
She's a smart girl. She knows what she's doing for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Team Chloe here all the way.
Yeah. We love you, Chloe.
We do.
But that's all I have for the gossip. So.
Okay. Well, let's go into predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Man, that really gets me excited. Love that little music there.
I know. It's so thrilling.
I know. What do you predict?
I kind of hope that Abby brings back the select team next week, just because it creates more drama. And I kind of like seeing the elite team having to compete against them and, you know, really laying everything out there because they're scared of losing their spots or not being the number one team anymore in Abby's eyes.
Right. We see on the next week's episode, which is kind of interesting, I guess Maddie is out of town in Los Angeles and all of the girls get a solo. So now she's, you know, who's going to win first? Are you going to win first? Who's going to win first? ALDC better be first, second, and third place, or it's war.
Yeah, I would not want to be in that dressing room if they don't place in all three
medal
categories.
Yeah, and it's not very often that they all have solos. Usually it's just one or two.
Right.
Which is really interesting. So I wonder who is going to step up.
I don't know. It's interesting. She's really trying to light the fire underneath these girls and throwing them against each other in whatever way she can right now.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I want to see Nia step up to this plate and I want her to like boogie up there and win at least first, second, third place for her.
That would be nice. I think that she's like deserving of that at this point.
Yeah, definitely. I don't think that we're going to see the select ensemble team back next week. But I'm wondering who they're going to be in so much drama with since we had the candy apples this week. I wonder if we're going to be back with the candy apples next week. But I kind of want to see Kathy back. I think her drama is funny. And what do you think is going to happen with Christy?
You know, I almost feel like Christy's going to make some kind of confrontation with Abby about getting placement for Sarah on that team.
Definitely.
Well, within the next, you know, episode or two. And so I think that that's going to be a huge thing. And I kind of expect Abby to say no.
I do too.
And hope.
Yeah. But I definitely predict that Christy is going to be even more drama next time because I think I saw in the previews that she calls her a name or something really like over the top happens.
She's just.
Yeah. So, Christy, can she just go home? Because her kid really wants to be there and dance.
So I know. You know, I feel bad for Sarah.
Yeah. That woman is going to be the death of her.
Yes. Okay. For sure.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we'll be back next week, and we're going to see what happens with all of that.
Yeah, I'm excited.
All right, Lexi, tell them where you can be found.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Lexi Hamisfar.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Candace_Camacho. And I would love for you to subscribe to my new YouTube channel. It's New Mom, New Wife, New Life. And it's my story from the catwalk to the delivery room. And I also give mommy tips and tips on fitness and food. So it's New Mom, New Wife, New Life. Thanks so much, you guys. And we will see you next time.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.